cash feeder cattle ended up $3 to $7 lower at auctions last week. COVID-19 impacts are increasing in the meat packing sector. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 13th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended up $7 lower on a live basis last week at $105 hundredweight in the Southern Plains, that according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Dress trade in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt was $7 to $12 lower at $168. A light test was noted in all regions. The strong basis continues to provide cattle feeders incentive to market cattle in a timely manner, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, noting the wide discount between futures and cash. Futures markets were closed in observance of Good Friday, but live cattle futures were an average of $6.33 higher week-to-week on Thursday, from $1.17 higher in spot April to $8.82 higher. Although more than welcome, the surge in cattle futures, supported in part by the growing optimism in outside markets about a peak in COVID-19, had an overanxious, unrealistic feel. AMS analysts say last week's negotiated fed cattle trade nationwide was 28,923 head, the second smallest volume reported since mandatory price reporting began in 2001. They add that slaughter levels were lower than in recent weeks as several facilities have been affected by worker attendance. Cattle slaughter under federal inspection was estimated at 536,000 head last week, 90,000 head less than the previous week, and 103,000 less than a year earlier. More on those COVID-19 impacts momentarily. Wholesale beef values were higher on moderate to fairly good demand and light offerings Friday, according to AMS. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.26 higher at $223.93 a hundredweight. Select was 76 cents higher at $208.33. Week to week, though, choice was $6.51 lower and select was down $7.51. Griffith expects wholesale prices to continue moderating in the coming weeks as the beef supply chain continues to adjust to more retail beef buying and less food service buying. However, beyond shifting consumption patterns, he also explains another hurdle will be what appears to be slowing beef production as coronavirus impacts beef packers. Auction receipts continued lighter last week as sellers of calves and feeder cattle sort their options amid bearish markets. Feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $7 a hundredweight lower, according to AMS. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $9.98 higher week-to-week on Thursday, from $8.85 to $11.75 higher. Griffith emphasizes and illustrates COVID-19 market volatility in his weekly market comments. In 3 weeks, he explains, the May feeder cattle contract price declined from $135 to less than $110 a hundredweight. Within 5 days, it jumped back over $130, followed by 8 days of struggling prices, with some contracts trading below $105. The market price will likely continue this roller coaster ride, according to Griffith, but he says the plan for most producers should be to remain calm and keep doing what's being done, with no reason for any knee-jerk reactions at this time. Major U.S. financial indices were closed in observance of Good Friday. Week-to-week on Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 2,305 points higher, the broader S&P 500 was 262 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 666 points. As alluded to, supply chain disruptions due to COVID-19 are mounting in the packing sector. Smithfield Foods announced Sunday that its Sioux Falls, South Dakota pork facility will remain closed until further notice. The plant is one of the largest pork processing facilities in the United States, representing 4 to 5% of U.S. pork production. According to Kenneth M. Sullivan, Smithfield president and CEO, the closure of the facility, combined with a growing list of other protein plants that have shuttered across the industry, is pushing our country perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply. It's impossible to keep our grocery stores stocked if our plants are not running, Sullivan says, adding that these facility closures will have severe, perhaps disastrous repercussions for many in the supply chain, first and foremost, livestock farmers who have nowhere to send their animals. Likewise, Noel White, Tyson Foods CEO, said last week, "Our meat and poultry plants are experiencing varying levels of production impact due to the planned implementation of additional worker safety precautions and worker absenteeism." For example, White explained that out of an abundance of caution, Tyson suspended operations at its Columbus Junction, Iowa pork plant due to more than 24 cases of COVID-19 involving team members at that facility. In an effort to minimize the impact on overall production, he said they were diverting the livestock supply originally scheduled for delivery to Columbus Junction to some of their other pork plants in the region. Also, according to various news resources, JBS is closing its beef packing plant in Greeley, Colorado through Tuesday of this week for deep cleaning facilities and for screening new workers. Sullivan summed up, "Numerous plants across the country have COVID-19 positive employees. We have continued to run our facilities for one reason, to sustain our nation's food supply during this pandemic. We believe it's our obligation to help feed the country now more than ever. We have a stark choice as a nation," he says. "We are either going to produce food or not, even in the face of COVID-19. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 13th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.